Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm happy to be here with you on the radio. If you're out there getting that money, if you're at home, if you're doing something neither of them, then good for you. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been locked in since the start of the show, because we get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. The Nuggets beat the Heat tonight, game one of the NBA Finals, 104-93. The Denver Nuggets seemingly had a 20-point buffer throughout the majority of this game. Heat went on a little bit of a run at the end. Jimmy Butler only had 13 points. The Miami Heat took a record low, a finals record low, two free throws throughout the course of the game. And Nikola Jokic, he did something that involves a two. He's only the second player to have a triple-double in his NBA Finals debut. Nikola Jokic rolling out of bed today and just dropping 27 points to go along with 14 assists and 10 rebounds. Nikola Jokic, after the game, he was on NBA TV with Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq asked him, man, are you happy? You thrilled with what's going on? And Nikola Jokic is like, no.
Tell me how excited you are. First win, three more wins ago, you'll be a champion. How do you stay even keel like you are now?
To be honest, I'm not excited. To be honest, I'm really focused and because I know what they're capable of. They're Miami. They beat some really good teams. The teams that had better record than us, and we as a team we are not relaxed. It's really important win for us, especially because they won the first game in every round, and we just. As a team, we have a huge respect for the Miami Heat, and our focus and our mentality is not to relax, it's just to get better.
You heard the man. They're not relaxed. They're ready to keep on playing. Jamal Murray, he had 26 points tonight. We know he can get hot at any point in time. And after the game, he was also asked about the Nuggets and their disposition, and he says, look, we're not finished yet.
You guys are able to answer critical runs at the best time in the fourth quarter. What do you think it says about the team's poise to be able to do that time after time again?
Just something we've been working on, just bouncing back after runs, timeouts, locking back in. So thought we did a good job of just executing after they went on runs. We have a big goal in mind. You can't dwell on the negative, you know. If they're playing well, you gotta just do better and be in a better mindset to do it. You can't hang your head every time out. So I thought we did a good job, you know, after timeouts, just coming in locked in. No matter what they do, just executing and you know, playing the way we play.
Are your knees okay?
Yeah. Thank you for asking.
His knees are fine. Head coach Mike Malone. You heard Jamal Murray reference the run that the Miami Heat went on at the end of the game. That's why they only lost by 11. And Mike Malone, he wasn't a fan. He wants them to do a better job choking them out.
We're up 1-0. That's great, but we have to close games out. We're up 21 to start that fourth quarter, and they open up with a quick 8-0 run. Turnover, layup. We miss a few open shots against the zone, give up some threes. So in the finals, man, you can't pick and choose when you want to play. We got to play much closer to 48 minutes.
Well, Miami Heat, they ain't play really at all. Game sucked. They got, I can't say that on the radio. Forget what I said or was going to say. Just use your imagination. Fill in the blank. Either way, they lost. They blew it. And Jimmy Butler was terrible tonight. 13 points. And he was asked why they stunk and what happened, and he had a simple answer. Listen.
Felt great. I think everybody felt great. Missed some shots. Didn't get back a little bit. But overall, I feel like everybody's win was good. Everybody was moving well. We just lost the game.
Okay. They weren't tired in Denver. They were just out there just shooting. Because they only took 2 free throws. That's just ridiculous. And they were just shooting and they missed. And that happens to be true. They took 39 threes and only made 13 of them. They went to the free throw line only 2 times. I'm still trying to understand how you can't get to the free throw line by accident. How nobody tripped and fell on the way to the basket. I have no idea what they're going to do on Sunday. They're not going to look as bad as they did tonight, or maybe they will. I don't think so. But I still got the Nuggets coming out on top, taking a 2-0 series lead. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. And then as we continue on here with this hour, later on, I want you to hear from Wendell Carter Jr. from the Orlando Magic. We played the interview for you earlier on in the show, and I want to play back some key parts. One even includes Nikola Jokic. Another portion includes the Orlando Magic. And another part includes something damn good, a basketball camp that he is getting ready to hold for a damn good cause. But let's get to your calls right now. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to Frankie from Nashville. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Great stuff. Always JR. Got a bunch of musicians with me. Played an amphitheater tonight called JR's. Thought of you. Had to call. Continue to listen as you dominate the airwaves. I will say, I'm not ready to crown Denver. I don't know about you, but I will say this. If you shoot 39 three-pointers, how many free throws do you expect to get out of that? Your thoughts.
Well, I think Jimmy Butler had an answer for that already. Instead of listening to me and what I said, let's listen to Jimmy Butler. He was asked about their offensive rhythm, and this is pretty much what Jimmy Butler had to say, Frankie. Listen to this.
Probably because we shot a lot of jump shots, myself probably leading that pack instead of putting pressure on the rim, getting layups, getting to the free throw line. When you look at it during the game, they all look like the right shots. And I'm not saying that we can't as a team make those, but got to get more layups, got to get more free throws. And whenever you miss and don't get back, the game gets out of hand kind of quickly. We gave up too many layups, which we also can't have happen. But that's it as a whole. We got to attack the rim a lot more, myself included.
Hey, Frankie, it's self-explanatory there, right? Don't take a rocket scientist.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page, as always. If you're not driving to the rim, you're not going to get to the free throw line. And I think, as the great Dennis Green said about the Chicago Bears, if you want to crown them for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 championships, you go ahead and crown them. But the Nuggets are who we thought they are. And I want to wait a year or two before I give them 3 championships. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I think that's how it works, Frankie.
I think that's fair, caller number three.
855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, JR, let me get off of Bluetooth. Sorry about that.
What? You
yes, sir.
On Bluetooth?
Hey, that was fun. Boy, oh, that's yeah, a way for you. Me to get to the head of the line real quick, huh?
Well, what's up?
I'm sorry?
No, I said, what's up?
You know, I just wanted to call in a couple points, but Mr. Jackson, first of all, I got to say, it's a great honor. I called you once years ago, and so basically I'm a newbie, okay? But I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for real. Thank you for putting on that podcast, The Agents of Inclusion. I really appreciate that. So I know a lot of people out there do as well. And, sir, I just want to really sincerely thank you. But moving on.
Well, no problem. I'm glad that you're listening and enjoying and spread the word about it, okay?
Oh, absolutely, because I'm hoping one day maybe my son could pop in there and be the instead of the MC, it'd be what, VC or whatever?
No, VC is a venture capitalist. He can be a guest on the show. I mean, we can look into it, sure.
Okay. Anyway, listen, I was on the road yesterday, okay? I was heading up. I couldn't figure out how to find you on the road. I loved listening to you that night, but I was in another state. And
Odyssey app.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I just figured that out tonight, man. Literally tonight I figured that out. And as soon as, while I was on hold, I didn't even think of it because that's where I listened to it. Here, because you guys come in, what is it, syndicated or whatever, after the vocals go off. So yeah. I didn't even think about that. But anyway, thank you. I won't forget next time. Yeah. So here's the deal. I guess you talked about it last night. I missed it, but Monty Williams. It's really refreshing to hear something good about the Pistons. Now, of course, we don't know that that's going to equate into a lot, but we can only hope. But this is a big basketball city, and. Yeah. It stretches beyond Detroit, but we don't seem to know how to put it together lately. For several.
Well, this is here's something positive, and I know you said you didn't hear last night. The Pistons brought on a coach in Monty Williams, who is expected to be glue, a motivator, and a developer. And when I say glue, he's supposed to be a constant for all the young talent that they already have and also any of the veterans who are going to come in. They want to have a constant. When you think about some of the young talent that they have, Cade Cunningham unfortunately really didn't play last year. They're hoping that he can develop into an all-star and one of the best players in the league. You have a Jaden Ivey. You have a James Wiseman, which you don't know exactly what you have. You have a Jalen Duren. And so all of these guys, I'd be shocked if the core maintains or every name not just named sticks around and they become a championship contender. What is more likely to happen is they can figure out who they want, how they want to develop into the future, and then who they may want to flip into a veteran. And that's typically what happens. And so we spent a lot of time tonight taking a look at the Denver Nuggets and what they've been able to do up until now and looking at their future and saying, oh, wow, they got a bright future. The Detroit Pistons certainly hope that they have enough young talent that they can grow. And if there's a piece that needs to get flipped or traded, that they do so. So I'll tell you this, Paul, between the Lions and between the Pistons, I think you guys got some great futures. I appreciate you for calling from Michigan, man, okay?
Hey, once again, thank you for everything you do to keep us entertained late at night and also my son, basically repping my son out there. So thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. No doubt about it, Paul. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. Much love. Yeah, I got love for everybody. Hank is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Hank?
Hey, JR, man. Huge fan, man. Probably think you're in the top 12, 15 late-night talk shows going on. Sorry about that on a Rumble strip. Want to ask you your thoughts on what you think about the Joker being the best player that ever played the game. Your thoughts.
Yeah, he's the best of all time, Hank. Yep.
You win again. That's a Hank Williams song. That's why I'm calling. Your thoughts.
Well, thank which Hank? Which Hank are we talking about?
We're at Hank 14 right now, but your call, your thoughts.
Well, to keep going, how many more we got?
Well, I mean, how long are you going to live? We could get to Hank 22. Your thoughts.
JR, I got a question for Hank.
Well, let's see how long Hank can keep going. Yeah. Keep going, Hank.
Well, we've got Hank 1, your cheating heart. Hank 2, yeah. Tear in my beer. Hank 3, if the devil's got a daughter. Hank 4, go F yourself. Hank 5, how much time you got?
I got lots, Hank. Keep going.
All right. Hank 6, to be determined. Hank 7, to be determined. Hank 8, to be determined. Hank 9, to be determined. Hank 10, to be determined. Hank 11, your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I'm not done yet. Keep going, Hank.
All right. Hank 12, 2029, probably born, probably graduates 2045. I mean, Hank 15, year 3000, your thoughts.
Well, it depends, Hank. I gotta ask you a question now. You ready?
Does a tear in my beer make you melt? I'm ready.
Okay, here we go, Hank. What part of Alabama are you calling from?
Pardon me? I'm calling from all over the country. That's a Hank thing.
So here's the thing. At what point in life have you said to yourself, I'm going to call JR and call up about Hank Williams songs?
I think, JR, that's what makes you great. When you came to me and came on the air to hear, you said you love everybody, that lit up me like a Christmas tree, and I think that's what makes you special. I'm a fan. Your thoughts?
Like, Shep, keep going. Shep,
well,
continue
Hank,
on.
What I want to know is, and I appreciate the enthusiasm on your part,
That's what we're doing.
Hank, you bring a lot of exuberance to the table. My question for you is this. Like let's just be serious for a second. JR, and I'm speaking objectively, might be one of the two or three best late-night talk show hosts in the country. You have him top 12 to 15. I just want to know, are you serious about that? Can you realistically and honestly name me 12 other late-night talk show hosts aside from JR?
Well, actually, I think that's a great point, and I love – first of all, you already got the gig, bro, so let's just downshift a notch. But at the end of
Hank, you're mentioning 12 to 15.
Left.
That's kind of setting the bar low for JR, in my humble opinion.
You're not wrong, okay, because there's only two or three of you left on the planet, but I like to stretch out to some of the lesser-known guys that ain't quite getting the gigs, because at the end of the day, talk radio, bro, how are we left? How many are left? One? One and a half? Your thoughts.
But the truth of the matter is, JR's been doing it for three-plus years, and he's still standing.
Hey, as long as there's an opportunity to call one and a half, I will call him the greatest of all time. Can we call you the GOAT? Your thoughts.
Well, Hank, to provide an education to primarily most of the audience, when you think about radio,
and I know you're humbly going to do that.
When you think about radio and where it stands right now, and all of the options that exist in radio, but sports in general as a media property on both television and radio is pretty much the last vestige of anything that people tune in live to consume. So even
Well,
it's not a side. I'm not providing the information
side,
for
bro.
You to go There's ahead and pick a side. I'm sharing with you. I didn't hang up on him. I got him on hold. I'm sharing with you some facts here.
Thank God.
Talk radio is the last vestige of anything that's jumping in the radio space. And so whether you think I'm 5, 2, 10, top 5 dead or alive, it doesn't matter to me. What matters is you thought enough to call, and that you're here, and that you're entertaining yourself. What I certainly hope for you into the future is that you can find more of a hobby and something that's more fulfilling to your life than calling up here. If you want to have a conversation with me, you're more than welcome to. But I was like, oh, this is pretty funny here. But then I actually feel bad and sad, not for our listeners, but for you. Where are you at in life? Where have you been in life? What is going on with you in your life? That this is what you have to do. You may be very happy, but somewhere probably, you're probably pretty miserable. I feel bad. I really feel sad for you, man. I really do. Stick around. Stick around. I'm going to get back to you later on in the show. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What a miserable guy.
Your thoughts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, right at the, I want to say the end, the whole damn game felt like the end. But towards the end of the game with the Nuggets and the Miami Heat, we had a conversation with NBA power forward, young emerging player in the league, Atlanta native. He plays for the Magic right now, Wendell Carter Jr. And he joined us. And if you've missed the entire interview, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can take a listen to everything that was discussed. It was a wide-ranging conversation, everything from Nikola Jokic. There's a basketball camp he has this upcoming weekend here in Atlanta. And then we also talked about the Orlando Magic. And I want to replay and share with you some of the key points that he provided. Very introspective, a great dude to talk to. And so let's start off here. I've shared this with you a few times throughout the course of the night. If you didn't, or if you didn't see Nikola Jokic, if you haven't been watching him, listen to an active NBA player in Wendell talk about what is so difficult, why it's so difficult to keep up with Jokic. Listen to this.
Now, when everybody asks him who is the hardest to guard, I always say Jokic because he affects the game in so many different ways. He can score at all three levels. And his passing is off the charts. You know, he has a team that's around him who believes in him, believes in his style of play. So it just makes the game a lot more easy, a lot more free for him. So, yeah, Jokic is one of those guys.
But he's not jumping out the gym. Mm-mm. He's Mm-mm. not running by you. Nope. He's not out jumping you. Nope. So what is it? Is it just skill? Is it footwork? Is it his brain? How does he just do that?
Footwork, I think, is one of his biggest things. Definitely can't run faster, can't jump that high. His IQ for the game is really, really high. And I think he's gotten to the point, in my opinion, for my 5 years being in the league, is just he got to the point where it's like he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care if he makes a mistake, but he's going to make the right play every time. So I think he's developed that, as he's, been in the league for however many years. And, I feel like he can still get even better, in my opinion.
And that would be a crazy thing to see. And that Jokic, you could honestly say, is entering into his prime. He's already in it, and I think there is potentially more to do. I don't know. I said earlier, maybe he's going to develop a dream shake. I don't know if he's going to increase his vertical leap. And so I asked Wendell, listen, man, if you take a look at the Orlando Magic, y'all want to be where the Nuggets are. Paolo Banchero is already ridiculous. Rookie of the year. We see Markelle Fultz is looking healthy. You still have Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs, there's Wagner, this is a team that is just, it's stacked with talent. Bol Bol is on the squad. You can imagine that they're going to get better, and they played better at the end of the year, and people didn't pay attention because it's the Orlando Magic. And so I asked him, hey, what do you expect from your squad moving forward? This is what Wendell told me.
Oh, we coming. We got a squad. And I think our biggest thing last year was injuries. With us being such a young group, I don't want to say you expect that, but, you know, it's a different type of play. You know, you come from college or wherever they came from, and they come into the league playing 82 games. You play every other night. So it's a little shock to the body, but I feel like going into next year, you know, we've made a pledge to one another that we at least come into the year healthy, feeling good. And I think the sky's the limit for us, man. We got a group of young guys who have no egos. You know, all of our goal is to win. You know, we're watching these playoffs. We all hitting each other. Man, this can be us. This can be us as soon as next year. Like, we ain't got to wait. Like, let's do it. So I think we're going to be good.
Hey, I'm not one for exaggerating. You can go ahead and look it up. The Orlando Magic, they were whooping ass at the end of the year. I know it's the Magic, but they were starting to kill it at the end of the season. And so it's the off season. You heard Wendell talk about watching the finals just like you and me, checking it out. And he's back home here in Atlanta, where he's from. And he has a basketball camp taking place this weekend, this Saturday, at his alma mater at Pace Academy. And this basketball camp has a little bit different of a purpose than just, you know, learning the proper form for a free throw or bob and weave. And I asked him why he's doing this and what else he's up to, and this is what he had to say.
So this is my second annual camp on Saturday, June the 3rd. You know, I'm having some kids from my middle school, some kids from my high school all come in for a camp. Go running from 8 to 4 p.m. To start off the day, we're starting with education, financial literacy, and African-American studies. Two things I feel like isn't taught as much in our school systems. One of them they're trying to erase completely, but that's the topic for another day.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, especially now some guy in Florida.
But those are two things I feel like aren't really taught enough. You know, particularly financial literacy, I feel like that's something that early on, kids can learn a lot. You know, not necessarily have to be a investment banker, but at least know checks and balances, how to save money, how to spend it. When you get a check, how much are you really getting? Taxes, things like that. So, you know, that's kind of what I see the benefit in showing kids, you know, how money actually works, because a lot of them don't know. I didn't know, you know. So, and then, you know, of course, allowing them to play some basketball, get up and down, run around, you know, have fun. But I just want to be able to show them the life of being a student athlete.
I can dig it, man. Yo, big shout outs to Wendell Carter Jr. for everything he's doing for the community. If you're here in Atlanta and you want to check it out this Saturday, if you want to figure out how you can contribute anywhere across the country, if you're in Orlando, you're interested, it doesn't matter. Go to aplatformsquared.org. That's aplatformsquared.org. And much love to Wendell Carter Jr. For giving back. It's a beautiful thing. We have so many athletes who, and you don't have to. You're not required. Nobody's telling you what you need to do with your time, your energy, or your money, or your resources, or your reach. But he is really, really going above and beyond. So much love to Wendell Carter Jr., aplatformsquared.org. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, I'm going to take more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Denver wins game one, 104-93 over Miami. Game two will take place on Sunday. We've heard from Tom Brady. We heard Tom Brady from him earlier today. Also played some audio from you with the show or during the show. Tom Brady closing the door on his return. Adam Silver in an earlier press conference before game one of the NBA Finals. He says that at the conclusion of the finals, we're going to get the punishment or at least have it publicly shared. What will happen with Ja Morant? Hey, Trae Young. Trae Young has gotten into the podcast game. Trae Young telling everybody, oh, well, me and Nate McMillan had a great relationship. And then the man who used to run the Atlanta Hawks and then was moved over to being a consultant, Travis Schlenk, is now going to be the VP of player personnel for the Washington Wizards. And so a lot of movement, a lot of things going on for all of my boxing fans and friends out there. Gervonta Tank Davis went from house arrest to being arrested. And there's still some details that need to be shared here. He was under house arrest, and he had an impromptu hearing this evening, and now he is being detained. And so I'm sure we'll have more information on this over the next 24 hours. I know he was placed under house arrest following a hit-and-run incident. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to you some of your calls before we have to roll out. Let's start off with George from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, George.
Hey, JR. How's it going tonight?
Very well. What's up?
Listen, JR, I'm going to begin by reminding you of how you doubted the Miami Heat. And we're in the finals. So that said, we took a tough one tonight. We couldn't make open shots. And that was the difference in the game. But I got to tell you this. For all the doubters out there, we're not going to roll over on the Denver Nuggets. There's a lot of heat left. And I'm wondering, and I want to hear your thoughts on whether you're still one of those doubters.
It's not about being a doubter. I'm not a doubter in regards to anything. I'm a realist. You know, I don't have money on a game. I don't care who wins or loses. I talk about sports for a living. I don't necessarily have or carry emotion into anything that I say. I could care less. And in taking a look at the Miami Heat, it's not about being a doubter. It's about being a realist. The Miami Heat are not the better team in this matchup. They're not the most talented team in this matchup. If you've listened to the show, which I think you have over the past, you know, few weeks, I don't think it best serves you to have a selective memory. I certainly recall everything that I've said, and I've certainly said out loud after they've advanced and every time that they've advanced that, hey, well, damn it, I didn't expect for them to do so. The only team that I looked at and thought that they would beat were the New York Knicks. I didn't think that they'd beat the Celtics. I sure didn't think they'd beat the Bucks. I think there are a lot of Miami Heat fans that didn't believe that they would even do so, especially with a Tyler Hero going down. And so I don't want you or anyone else to have revisionist history about reality. And so here, finally in the finals, if you've listened to this show, I said I expect them to play better in game two. I think they're going to pick up a game or two, and I believe that the Denver Nuggets will win this series. Is it a possibility that Miami wins? Yes, absolutely. That's why they go out there and win the games. And so if you've listened, I think everything that I've said has been pretty clear about this series, Miami and the Nuggets.
Hey, JR, I'm glad that you said what you said, because absolutely you did not expect, and I will quote your words. You said they just didn't have the talent, and I'm going to remind you of that, even though now you're acknowledging that you did not expect them to beat
Well, I have said this for weeks, George. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of idiots who sit around on television and on radio and on podcasts and shows who sit around like they know everything. I don't sit down to try to give you an educated thought as to what might happen. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't predict the future. I don't claim to be God. I don't claim to be an oracle. All I can do is look at the facts, the information, and try to give you an educated opinion. Is that reasonable?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well,
all
thank
I want you,
you to
acknowledge, JR, is that along with you, the Heat have been dealing with the great majority of the media not giving them a shot from
well,
the get.
Well, we know this, George. Who cares? We know that. That's a fact. So what are you, woe is me? Do you need a hug? Like, we know this. The Miami Heat, well,
no,
let's be honest and let's be real here. The Miami Heat barely got into the playoffs. And so when you want to start talking about respect, look at how they got in. Look at what has taken place. And they have peaked at the right time. You have to look at all the facts. You have to look at the whole picture before you move forward and go, oh, the Miami Heat. Who cares, man? Who cares? The Miami Heat have been disrespected. So what are we going to do? Should we send them a cake to downtown? What do we do? Should we throw a pity party? Let them play. It's admirable for what they've been able to do. God bless them. But for this series, what we're looking at now, I'll say the same thing. I don't think they have enough talent to win. Did you watch the game? And I sure as hell don't think it just boils down to the Miami Heat missed shots. That's not the only thing that caused them to lose. I think the main thing that caused them to lose was a 7-foot dude from Serbia who's just been out there busting everybody's ass for the past 3 years, and now people are finally seeing it. I think that makes more sense. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
My perspective is, JR, the Heat had a letdown because they had a very emotional Game 7 on Monday, and the Nuggets were fresh as a daisy, fresh as this morning's milk, and they look the Heat are an 8th seed, and they upset the Milwaukee Brewers, number 1 seed, number 5 seed New York Knicks, and the number 2 seed Boston Celtics. How many more miracles can they continue to pull out of their bag of tricks? Eventually, they're going to meet their match, and I think they have met their match. You know, the Nuggets are 53-29, and the Heat 9 points less. So, but you mentioned only 2 times to the free throw line, to the charity stripe. Whose fault is that? Why don't you blame the Nuggets? They're the ones with a standout defense. There are 2 sides to every story. You know, I give a toast to the Nuggets, not a burp in the direction of the Miami Heat. So
well,
there's 2 sides to every story. That's the way I look at it.
It is so abnormal. I don't know if you can wholeheartedly 100%, and thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto, just say, well, let's give the Nuggets credit for, forcing them to shoot Jays like that. That does not happen. 2 free throws in a game, that's wild as hell. Big T is calling from Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Big T.
Yo, JR, what's up?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Hey, kind of, off subject from the whole Heat thing, but I wanted to ask you, because I figured you're in the field and you kind of been around for a bit, what do you think is the biggest or best sports town in America? Diehard type.
That's tough to say that there's one. I think each city, if we want to think about cities that gravitate or have professional sports teams, some are more fanatics than others. So, you know, when you say biggest or best, that's very vague. I know where you live in Pittsburgh, and I've certainly been to Pittsburgh. The passion for the Steelers is without a shadow of a doubt. I think Yankee fans love their Yankees. I know Boston is passionate. We got a bunch of people in Philadelphia who absolutely love their Eagles. We know about Laker fans. We know about Cowboy fans. And so Cubs, I'd be talking out my ass if I didn't mention the Cubs. And then I can go on and on and on. So it's tough to say. I've actually delivered a top 6 list. But to say biggest or best, those pretty vague there, but Pittsburgh is is a special place, man. You know this already.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh's out there for sure. But also, real quick, I think it's, like, weird whenever a team like Vegas, like for hockey, or, like, these, like, bizarre teams end up doing good. I don't feel good for them. Like, they don't have any real fans. Or these teams are,
the,
like,
Golden Knights? What did the Golden Knights do to you?
They took Fleury away from the Penguins.
By the way, the stadium, Allegiant Stadium, I've been there in Vegas. It is an awesome place to see. Clarence is calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Clarence.
Hey, JR, what's going on, man?
How are you? Pleasure to talk to you. What's up?
Okay. Logan, a while back on your show, you were talking about the top 3 or 4 or 5 sports casting in sports.
Okay.
I'm going to put you at number one.
Okay.
Amy Long said number two.
All right.
Jody Mack, number three.
Where am
so
I?
What do you think about that?
Well, we'll just put Shep number one and we good.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Clarence. Cool. Appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Thank you. Yeah, have a great night. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. One thing I don't care about is what anybody thinks about me, because I think I'm doing A-okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. We saw an ass whooping tonight. It's the NBA Finals. It's not a game off, a day off, 2 days off. They're going to have a little bit more time to rest. Game 2 will take place on Sunday. I mentioned to you a few things that have already taken place. We'll talk about tomorrow. Trae Young has a podcast now. So does everybody. So that should be interesting. The Patriots might be interested in DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm sure by the time we roll around tomorrow, there are going to be a bunch of other crazy things that take place. And so we got you covered here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to Wendell Carter Jr. for joining us and everything that he's doing for the community with his basketball camp and education. Appreciate you. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done, but don't go anywhere. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Thank you, Shep. Appreciate you.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.